It's the Cubs and Cardinals on Sunday Night Baseball. So far, Chicago has enjoyed a good homestand, taking the first two from St. Louis. In the first inning, Kyle Hendricks starting for the Cubs gets some great defense behind him as Matt Carpenter steps to the plate.
Here's once he does, he'll lock it in and string some together.
Jason Hayward with a sprawling catch in right field.
How many times did you see that playing for the Cubs, David?
That's a normal play for Jay Hay. It's a special play, but you see that all the time. That's why he's got a bunch of gold gloves sitting at the house.
Inspire all forms of baseball and softball participation. Here's a drive deep down the right field line and gone. Ian Happ wraps it around the foul pole for a home run to give the Cubs a 1-0 lead.
That's pretty.
Is it heavy?
Pretty intense. Pretty thick.
Sliced into right field, a base hit. Oh. And it's going to get by Piscotty and all the way into the corner. Two runs will score. And Almora racing all the way around to third. Ian Happ the batter. Runner goes from first. And Happ hits it a long way, right center, and gone! His second home run of the ball game, and the Cubs are back on top. It's probably inevitable that the Cubs get going in a better direction than the first 54 games have gone for them so far. Just 500 right now. And there is Jay going the other way, as you said, lining the ball in the left center, a base hit. Cubs have the lead. The run will score. Hayward caught in a rundown, and that'll end the inning, but the Cubs do take the lead on the pinch hit RBI single by John Jay.
Ian Happ hits two home runs, and the Cubs complete the series sweep over the Cardinals. Pedro Strop, the win in relief, picking up five outs. Anthony Rizzo goes 4 for 5 with a run scored. Stephen Piscotty drives in 3 to lead St. Louis. The Cubs complete a bounce-back weekend by sweeping St. Louis for the first time since July of 2006 at Wrigley Field. They complete it with a 7-6 win on Sunday night. Here's Cubs manager Joe Maddon.
Waka was throwing the ball really well, so I had a little bit of a concern there. But when Ian hit that second ball, the concern kind of dissipated. That ball was really, again, properly struck. That had that second gear on it. His first home run was crushed, too. But the five-run inning obviously put us back in a pretty good position. We just haven't been scoring that many runs, and but then all of a sudden we did, and that's how this game plays sometimes. Good defense, and again, ran the bases well. I have no problem with Riz trying to go to third base on that ball. It was a perfect throw by Dexter. And then Jayward had the awareness to stop and get in a rundown so that Riz could definitely score. Schwarber 3 walks, I thought was outstanding. I reminded him when I was walking upstairs, when you're walking, you're hitting. I've always said that to my hitters. That was beautiful, actually. That's going to really, even more than the home run, that's going to heal him quicker, I think, what he did today. But Happy was good. Up and down the lineup, we played well. We played well. Ronnie had a tough day. Other than that, man, it was pretty. And, of course, Kyle was not himself, but the bullpen was pretty good. It's always good to be here, man. I mean, our folks are wonderful. It is the playoff atmosphere on a nightly basis. That's not an exaggeration. That's not hyperbole. That's who we are here. It's a wonderful place to play baseball, man. And then to have us come back and give them something to get into, that was awesome, too.
You talked about half before the game and how you were just kind of waiting for it to get hot. Was there something that you saw?
The double to the left field line. I mean, this guy, they struck him out a couple times, but he's really dangerous every time that bat comes through. He's going to continue to do a better job of knowing what to not swing at. That's pretty much what it comes down to. He doesn't have to do mechanical adjustments. He doesn't have to spend 1,000 hours in a batting cage. It's a focus thing. He has a good idea of the strikes. And when he really refines it here now, heads up. If he forces the ball over the plate from the other team's pitchers, he's really going to get hot.
Kyle Hendricks started for Chicago but was knocked out after 3 innings, 4 earned runs, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts, and was no decision. He threw a career-high 43 pitches in the fourth. Here's Hendricks on his Sunday night start.
Even in the beginning, I mean, command wasn't great, but I got some outs. Balls were hit hard. Made some great defensive plays out there, Jay, even Happer in center. But the at-bats we put together today were huge. This whole series, I think, was big for us just from offensively. With bullpen through the ball all series, that was, I think it was exactly what we needed. Yeah, there has been a little mindset change. I don't know what to attribute it to, honestly. The guys kind of got together and talked amongst ourselves, and I think maybe there's just that team confidence back. Everybody's just a little more relaxed, focused on ourselves and what we're doing more so than what's coming from the outside. And that's just what we needed to get back to and playing our brand of baseball.
You got together before this series?
In San Diego. You know, some of the guys, yeah, we just talked. But it was good stuff, you know, just getting back to focusing on what we do. Inside the clubhouse, focusing on the guys and playing the game. Yeah, just command, honestly. So it starts with my fastball command. That's how it always is. I just didn't have it today, especially glove side. So that's one thing I just need to get back to this week. And Miggy needs to just get me back on it, you know, give me that target out there and start establishing that glove side fastball again. I wasn't making great pitches. You know, I got away with a little bit. And then even the one on Piscotty, I just didn't get it in there far enough. So, yeah, command was poor. But, again, it was awesome to see just the at-bats we put together. Coming back, putting up a 5 spot after I give up 4. I mean, that's absolutely huge. It changed the whole momentum of the game. And I think for the team, just to keep the momentum going from those first 2 wins of this series. So it's really good. Hopefully we can have a good homestand, rest of the homestand.
Both teams are back on the field Monday. St. Louis goes to Cincinnati, and the Cubs stay home to face the Marlins.